I will give you a new heart, and I will infuse you with a new spirit. I will remove that heart of a stone, and I will put one of flesh. I will put my spirit in you. I will do it so that you will live by my laws, and so that you obey my regulations. We live hard in life trying to solve problems, to get money, improve our life status. We are always thinking about achieving new things, and usually all we are apparently looking for is to point towards a well-being based on how we feel or in the position in which this society we can live. It seems that having money in our pockets becomes a priority, having a car, having a good house, and having a good job. And some will tell me, Pastor, but that's wrong. I will tell you that it's not bad. It is not bad to think about good things. It is not bad to think about those things that can help you at some point. The problem is that you need to depend on those things to feel good, to have peace. And in order to have a smile on your lips, to have a smile on your mouth, unfortunately, material things become a priority in our life, and we put aside what is most important. What is in the heart? Jesus taught it this way. He said, what comes from outside does not harm the heart, but what is inside the heart is what contaminates man. We can seek to satisfy our life, but nothing can satisfy the emptiness that is in the heart. Heart, because it is spiritual. Our soul yearns to be satisfied, but the only one with God can that void in the heart be solved. It is that if we were going to a medical appointment because you are going to get a checkup, but nevertheless you are confident and you say, I'm going to go confidently to go check and get a checkup because I exercise, I feel good, I don't present any problem in my health. Physically, I am happy. I am strong. And when you go see the doctor and they do the checkup, the doctor says, you have a small obstructed vein in the heart. And that makes your heart not work well. You can go, but how is it possible, doctor? If I look good, I feel strong. A doctor can tell you, from the outside, you can seem well, but the problem is not noticeable from the outside, but from the inside. And I hope you can understand me with what I'm expressing to you at this moment. Perhaps the problem does not come from the outside. The problem is inside. Now, the outside can be lent to confuse you. It can be lent to make you believe in appearance that you're fine, but it's not really like that. And that word appearance fits perfectly in this word that I want to give you today. When we talk about appearance, we talk about something that we show that it's not. But we try to show that it is. It's important to observe what is in our heart. You can be prosperous in many things, but if you are not prosperous in your heart, it is useless. So God gives this word to the people of Israel and tells them, I am going to return them to their land. Perhaps the suffering will stop. But first of all, I am going to give you a new heart. We need a renewed, healthy heart. We need a new heart. We need a heart transplant. That Lord says, I will give you a new heart, and I will infuse them with a new spirit. I will take away the heart of stone and put one of flesh. Unfortunately, when time passes, we cling more to the things that are not important. Our heart changes shape. We stop having a heart of flesh, a sensitive heart, a heart willing to love and serve God, and we let our heart turn to stone. Perhaps you will say, but Pastor, is that you do not know the life that I have been having around me There are a lot of envy people rising up against me. The only place my heart like is a heart of stone. I have been able to advance in the middle of all this. Maybe that's why it is. But you have stopped loving because you took the blows of life as something bad. You took the crisis of the serious problems and not as an opportunity from God. And therefore, you have stopped living. You have stopped enjoying. Work becomes a burden. Family becomes despair. Loneliness becomes your best companion. And contempt for others in order to achieve what you want. They become your goal. Because the heart hardens. We watch the news. And we observe the calamities of the people. And we do not care. Because as long as it is not about me, or my house, or my family, while it's not about us, then everything will be all right. We become insensitive. We cannot blame the technology, the cell phone, because nowadays we sit at the table with a cell phone in hand and we no longer speak. The words no longer come out of our mouth. Rather, they come out of a machine. We no longer listen to them, but read them. I love you. It is easy to write it, but it is difficult for us to say it. And it is not because technology is bad, but because we ourselves, instead of governing, we became slaves to everything that has been created and of everything that has been made. The fault is not around us. The responsibility is ours. Because of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks of what is in our heart and what we are going to give. We cannot give something else that is not in our heart. You cannot pretend to show people to be very good, to help the tired, to help the poor, but in the end, you have a hard heart, because the only thing that moves you is a wrong motivation to be recognized, and that people know what you do. You cannot start over without a heart transplant. And try to start a project and try to move forward and do new things without a new heart. My beloved friend, it is simply falling into error over and over again. It is hardening more and more and moving away more and more from the purpose of God. What is the use of God answering your prayer? What is the use of God solving a problem? What is the use of God restoring your marriage, restoring your life, if you don't surrender your heart to Him and let Him do an open heart operation? Let Him tell you that it will not be risky, because He was the one who designed you. He was the one who created you. God, perhaps the surrounding circumstances will not change. God does not work in circumstances. God works in people. Perhaps your prayer is based on waiting for God to make a change around you. And God does not want to make changes around. Life passes as the sun rises for good and for bad. And night falls for good and for bad. The same thing happens to all of us on earth. We are all born. And at some point, we are going to die. We all cry at some point. We all laugh at some point. Everything has its time. As Ecclesiastes says, chapter 3, perhaps you do not understand it. It is not about what happens around, because what is the use of God bringing you a physical answer if the problem is in our heart? We are not satisfied with what we have. We are not grateful because we are simply thirsty. Your heart is thirsty, and it has become a heart of stone, to the point that you don't care what your family thinks, what others think. But that was not the heart that God gave you. You cannot excuse yourself or hide behind the excuse that I am like that, or God made me like that. God did not make you this way. You allowed the wounds to become hard scars over time, which cauterized your heart to the point that you no longer feel God did not design us to stop feeling. The Lord wants to give you a new heart, but like all surgery, you have to make the decision or continue with a heart of stone. And in the end, you will end up with nothing, finished and frustrated, or you will let the medical doctor make an incision in an operation that may change the perspective of your life, and you can change everything around you, not because others change, not because situations change, but because your heart has been transformed. Life is about how we live it, and we live it the way and how we see it. Otherwise, we will not be able to enjoy it. And all we have will simply be leftovers, loneliness, bitterness, frustration, and pain. But ask yourself, where are you now? Ask yourself, where are you going? Go to the clinic of the soul that God has. Lock yourself in your room and tell Him, Father, show me how my heart is. Because I assure you, if what changes is the outside and not the inside, at some point everything will collapse and you will realize that what you experience is an experience. It was a softness. So today, I want to give you this word. It's Galatians chapter 36:26. He wants to give you a new heart and take away the heart of stone and put a heart of flesh. That way, you can value the miracles and the restoration that God does. God does not want to take you out of the hole, so that tomorrow, with a hard heart, come back and fall again. You need a new heart, a healthy heart, a restored and renewed heart, a cleansed heart, willing to love and be guided by God. The question is, do you want it? Father, thank you for your words, and thank you, Lord, because your words give us life and encouragement. Because today, Lord, we can go to your presence, and before starting to work and do many more things, stop and realize, Lord, that a healthy heart is more important, because from it, life flows, Lord. And if our heart is not alive, if our heart is not a flesh, how can life flow from it? If we have a heart of stone, then what will come of us? Only death, destruction, sadness, pain, envy, anger, resentment, and pain. That is why today we need a heart transplant, Lord. We need it transplanted. We need, Lord, a new heart. Otherwise, Lord, we will continue living and experience the same thing. We know that life is going to hit us all time. But when it comes to you, we are in your hands. You will keep our heart and make it beat strongly. You will give us a new spirit so that we can get back up to believe, to know that there is hope and that there is life. There is a new opportunity, even in the most crucial and most difficult moment. There are moments, Lord, in which opportunities flow because they come from you. Today I pray, Lord, that you take each life in each heart and make them new, Lord, in such a way that by opening our eyes, we can enjoy the good and wonderful that you give us daily, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.